Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chochmah Shir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. They'll Be'ez Hashem be joining the Shir. Parshas Tetzaveh, Parshas Zohar, Tov Shin Peihei. I apologize, last week we didn't have a Shir. I returned from Lakewood on Wednesday, and I had lost my voice and was not able to give the Shir on Thursday. I was hoping even Thursday morning, perhaps I'll be able, so to speak, to croak it out. I even prepared to give the shiur, but unfortunately it was not going to happen. As you can hear, I'm not 100% back, but Baruch Hashem, we are able to learn Meshech Chochmah together. So we are going to learn the Meshech Chochmah, Perek Chof Ches Pasuk Chof. The Torah is listing off the precious stones of the Choshen, Batur HaRevi'i, in the fourth row, Tarshish, Vishoyham, Vyoshvei. The Tarshish stone, and the Shoyham stone, and the Yoshvei stone. So Rav Meir Simcha is bothered here. It's going to be, as we'll see, perhaps two parts to the question. But the first part is very simple. That in the other rows, when the Torah listed the stones, it said, for example, the first row, Oidem Pitada Uvarekes. So it said the Oidem Pitada without a Vav, Uvarekes. And the last one has a Vav. Hatorah Sheini, Noifech, Sapir, no Vav, V'yohaloim. Hatorah Shlishi, Leshem Shavai, no Vav, V'yachlama. Vatur Harvi, Tarshish, V'shoyham, V'yoshvei. How come when it comes to the Shoyam stone, is there a Vav Vishayam? That's the obvious question. Dr. Meir Simcha, the Ksiv B'Vav, why does it say with a Vav, L'Rames, to be Merames to us? Divahunaris b'nei Vilas b'nei Zilpa. It says, as we know in Parshas Vayeshev, that Yosef befriended the b'nei Bila and b'nei Zilpa, the Bonim of Leah, were Marchik them, they're the b'nei HaShefachais. We mentioned this, we learned the Meshech Chochmah over there about it, that eventually they were no longer called from then and on. They weren't called the B'nai HaShvachas, if you recall. So here, we might have even referenced this Meshech Chochmah, if I remember correctly. So since Yosef had befriended the B'nai HaShvachas, and Yosef's stone is the Shoyham, the Shoyham Hayashal Yosef, the Yoshveh is Binyamin, so the Shoyham is Yosef, Tarshish, as we'll see, is the stone of Asher. Asher was from the B'nai HaShvachas. So therefore, since Yosef had befriended them, V'hunaris B'nai Vilos B'nai Zilpa, so therefore they were also connected in the Avnei Ha'ifor, the Avnei HaChayshed Gamkein, the Shayam Hayashal Yosef. So therefore, when we say the Tarshish stone, which refers to Asher, V'shayam, and Yosef is connected to the B'nai HaShvachas as well. That is Rav Meir Simcha's first pshat. Oy de Merames, or he says the second pshat. And here, we could add in another question, as we'll see from Meir Simcha at the end. And that is, if you look in Parshas Pekudei, Perek Lamites, Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Torah over there talks about the Asiyas HaMishkan, and the Asiyas HaKelim, and talks about the creation of the Choshen, and has all the rows, Vatur HaRevi'i, Tarshish, Shoyham, V'yoshvei. Over there, Shoyham does not have a Vav. So L'chaira, over here in Parshas Tetzaveh does, and in Parshas Pekudei it does not. So says Rav Meir Simcha, Oidim Merami is a second remes. Shoyah Noisen Havsoka L'moisha Ben Dibur V'dibur K'moisha Amru Chazal. Chazal tell us, famously, Rashi brings it in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, why is it that there are different Parshiyos in the Torah? Hafsokai, stops, pays, and samachs, we call them Parshiyos. Why are there different ones? So Rashi tells us over there, Litein revach lemoisha lisparnim lisboinin ben parsha leparsha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu Torah, he gave Moshe Rabbeinu time between different topics to be mispoinen, to contemplate what he just learned. So there's a pause, there's a break. Moshe Rabbeinu should be mispoinen, bein parsha leparsha, ubein inlan yinyan. So we see, says Rav Meir Simcha, that sometimes you have to make a hefsek between things. A hefsek. V'lochein, it's interesting, as we'll hear, where Rav Meir Simcha is going with this. It's a very interesting Maamar Chazal to bring. V'lochein, kan. She'ashin hu soif shel tarshish, v'tchilosoy shel shayham gam kein shin. So Rav Meir Simcha says that over here, when we have the words tarshish, shayham, Tarshish ends with a shin, and Shayam begins with a shin, with the same letter. Now, uchidei shaloi la'arvev ha'isyos omar v'shayam. In order that they should not combine the two words by having the same letter, therefore, the Torah said you might by mistake, as Moshe Rabbeinu is learning and teaching and hearing from the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Torah, they might mish together. HaTorah vi Tarshish Shayam, as if it's one word, Tarshish Shayam, without a mistake, without a break. And there has to be clarity when it comes to Torah. And that's what the Parshiyah served, to give Moshe Rabbeinu time to be misboinen for clarity. Torah has to be learned and taught with clarity. So over here, when we have Tarshish Shayam that has the same letters, they might merge together, and there'll be a lack of clarity. Rav Meir Simcha brings the Yerushalmi Masechta Brachos in the beginning of the sixth parak of Ketzah Mevarchim, and over there the Gemara brings the Machlaikis that's brought in the Bavli as well. This Machlaikis, what is the bracha of Hamoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz? Is it Hamoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz or Moitzi Lechem Min Haaretz? And the Gemara in the Bavli goes through different psukim. Is it talking about present tense? Is it talking about past tense? So the Gemara brings over here in the Yerushalmi, Rav Yaakov Barach, Omar Ispalgun, Rav Nechemi, V'Rabbanon, Samachloikis, Rav Nechemi, the Rabbanon, Rav Nechemi said, Hamoitzi lechem min haaretz, and Rabbanon said, Moitzi lechem min haaretz, just Moitzi. And the Gemara over there wants to be titled as Machlaikas in a different Machlaikas, but it's the future, is it the past? But the Gemara continues and says, Rabbi Yirmiyah Baruch Kaimi Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah made a brach in front of Rabbi Zeira, and he said, Hamoitzi lechem in aretz, Hamoitzi v'kalse, and he praised him. So the Gemara says, Mak Reb Nechemiah, is he passing like Reb Nechemiah over the Rabbana? Because Reb Nechemiah, the one who said Hamoitzi? So the Gemara says, no. In that machlekes from Nechemi the Rabbanon, he wasn't taking sides. Rather, shaloi la'arvev roshay oisiyos. There was a different reason. Not to mix together roshay oisiyos. Because if you say, Baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam maitzi, it's the same mem, it might mish together. So in order that they should not be combined, should be able to separate them, therefore he said, Melech ha'olam ha'moitzi lechem min haaretz. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara asks, what about lechem min haaretz? Should say lechem hamin aretz, if according to that, because you could be ma'arviv, the oisir is there as well. The Gemara doesn't answer. Because lemaisa, that the Mefarshim says, loshen apasuk moitzi lechem min aretz. So therefore, that we're not going to change. So says Rav Meir Simcha. So you see that a person has to be nizer that he shouldn't mix together two words, one that ends with the same ice, another begins with the same ice. Ubeperikaya kairi, and as we know, this is also a Gemara in it's a Bavli and it's Yishami as well. He's bringing it from the Yishami. Kabi kriyishma yoyin sham. The Gemara over there goes through all different diktukim, alavavech, alavavchem, eitzah besodche, Gemara and Brachas, Bavli, Tezvavam, Abeis, Vidaik. So therefore, Rav Meir Simcha is saying over here that since this was the parsha of Moshe Rabbeinu learning and being misbeinen in the Torah, therefore it had to be clear. Tarshish v'shoyam. So it shouldn't merge together. Lachain b'parshas pikudei gabi asiyo like sivivah. But in Parshas Pikudei, there's the making of the Choshen. By the making, you don't have to separate the Tarshish Shoyam. We're not talking about talking and learning. We're talking about what was made. So if what was made, we say Tarshish Shoyam V'yoshvei. There's no reason for us to put a Vav there. Mashain Kain over here is Limurat Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu learning. And we see when Moshe Rabbeinu learned, there had to be clarity, he had to be misbeinein, and therefore everything had to be klar. So therefore, the Torah said Tarshish Vishayam, so it shouldn't be Tarshish Shayam. Ayin Sham, look over there in Parshas Pekudei, that there's no Vav. So that is the first part of Rameir Simcha on this pasuk. Now Rameir Simcha goes to a Gemara in Masechta Megillah, and we'll continue this Rameir Simcha. The last half of this shtickle, by the way, last year we did, and it was about Knesset Yisrael being Shael Shalei Gehagen, and if you recall, we actually learned a Meshech Chachma in Devarim, a Pi Ksav Yad, that I got a copy from Rav Dom's from the Ksav Yad, he sent me. We delayed the shir last year, so we should be able to learn it inside. And you can look at last year's shir. But over Gemara Megillah, in Yana Deyayma, it's Erev Purim. The Gemara Megillah, Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara over there talks about Vakarav Elav, Karshana, Shesar. Those who were close to Haman, his Yoyatzim, Karshana, Shesar, Admasa, Sarshish. So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Levi, Gemara Yubez, Amud Bez, in Megillah, Kol Pasuk Zal Shum Karbonus Namar. This Pasuk was said about the Karbonus. Karshana, the Malach Yashar said to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, did these Goyim bring in front of you Karim B'nei Shana, like B'nei Yisrael bring? Do they bring Shesar, Shtei Tairim? Admasa, do they bring on a Mizbeach Adama? Tarshish, Kalum Shim Shalufanecha Bevigde Kahuna. Did they serve in front of you with Bigde Kahuna? Dichsiv Behu Tarshish Vishayam Vyoshvei, our Pasuk. So Tarshish Vishayam Vyoshvei, the Tarshish is representing the Choshen, the Bigde Kahuna, that the Malachim were saying, look at the Goyim, look at the Goyim. Did they ever serve in front of you on the big day Kahuna? Tarshish Shayam Yoshvei. So Meir Simcha is going to focus on why did we pick Dafka Tarshish? Right? There's Tarshish Shayam Yoshvei. Any of these stones, if we're darshing the Pasuk based on something that had to do with the big day Kahuna, punt, we pick Tarshish. The other words, Admasos Shesar, those Karshina, those were plays on words. Right? State Tairim, Mizbeach Adama, so on and so forth. But Tarshish is representing the stone on the Choshen. Why punk that stone? So as we said before, because Tarshish haya Evan shel Asher. Tarshish was the stone of Asher. The Benoisav hayu nois unesuais likuna gedayla. The Benois Asher were beautiful girls, and Chazal tell us, nesuais likuna gedayla. He married them off. Shevet Asher married off their daughters to Kehanim gedayla. Va'ayin b'sifri bracha u'medjish rabba b'reishis rabba ayin aleph yod. What does it say in the Sifri? Rashi over there on the Pasuk in Parshas V'zois HaBracha. Parshas V'zois HaBracha Baruch Mibonim Asher. Ulo Asher Amar Perek Lamegimel Pasuk Havdalid Baruch Mibonim Asher. Zogt Rashi Ra'isi b'sifri, Ein lecha b'chol ha'shvatim, Shenizborech b'vonim kosher. There are none of the shvatim who were blessed with sons like Asher. Special bracha of bonim. Says Rashi on this sifri, Ve'eni yedea ketzad. I don't know how. Rashi says, I don't know exactly what this is referring to. The Ramban over there on this pasuk brings this Rashi, and he says, V'nei Rabbi Seinu niskavnu lefarish boruch mibonim sheyu mevurach bivonim rabim sheyoilid. That he should have many children. All the other Shvatim, they were blessed with Gvura or with Nachala. Osher levadoi nisborech bivonim. The Girsas HaNitzchoy Shalonu Zefri L'chosh nisborech bivonim kosher. Avokiyam HaBrocha Zoyis Loi Nisbar. But he says, L'mais, the Ramban says, it means to say, Baruch mi bonim osher means that you should be blessed with bonim, with bonim. And that's the lashon of the Sefri, Ein l'choshen is baruch bivonim kosher. The lashon of the Sefri, it's interesting, the lashon, the Sefri that the Ramban originally brought, he brings, Rashi brings, Ein l'choshen is baruch mi bonim kosher. He says, no, it's bivonim. Our Rashi Taka says, bivonim kosher. Okay. Ramban says, I don't know where this Kiyam HaBrach is, and he brings a pasuk in Divrei HaYamim, and he says, it says over there about the Bnei Asher, Rashi Beis Avos, Berurim, Gibori Chaylim, Rashi Anasiyim, Visiachusim, Mitzavah, Mechama, Mispar, Shamanashim, Linemer Sham, Mishar, Shvatim, Kesheva, Chazeh. We don't praise any of the other Shvatim like that. Maybe that's the Kiyam of the Bracha. That's the Ramban, that's Rashi. I think there's an Etziv. The Etziv Kamek Dover. So that's what it says over there. Now the Netziv in Hamikdavar says, he brings the Medrash Rabbah that Rashi says, Medrash Rabbah, Breishis Rabbah. What's that Medrash Rabbah? Vatoymer Leah ba'oshri ki ishruni banais, Reblevi Amar shebenaseyam noim. Beautiful girls, vayinesuas lekehanim shenimshechu b'shemen hamishcha shemen zayis. They were married to the Kanim Gedolim. They were Nimshach with the Shemen HaMishcha, the Shemen Zayis. Reb Simon says they were married to kings, Shenimshachu b'Shemen Zayis. So Reb Meir Simcha is putting the two together. We have the Sifri in Zayis HaBracha that Ein L'cha B'chal HaShavotim Shenizbarach B'vanim Kasher. We have the Medrash Rabbah that tells us that the girls were beautiful, married to Kayanim Gedolim. Which sounds like Reb Meir Simcha is telling us that was the bracha of Banim. Banim literally means sons, it means in his children, meaning the Banois of Asher. And over there, the Netziv in Hamik Davar writes, B'medrash Parshas Vayechi, Amru Shoy B'nei Seyam Nois Nesuas L'Kayanim Gedolim U'melachim, V'hayinim Mishum Shoyil Hem Ribui Zeisim. So in Parshas Vayechi Sabrach, it says, Toivel Bashem and Raglai, because he had a lot of olives. And we know the Gemara tells us, Masechta Shabbos, Shemen Hamor is Shemen Zayis Shaloi Hevi Shlish. It's also in the Megillah. Megillah also brings it by the girls over there in Achashverosh's house. V'utoiv la'adein Bosar Habanas. It's good for the skin. It makes them look nice. Hakeinu Baruch Mibonim. Baruch Mibonim Asher. Baruch Mibonim Asher. B'yeshboi shnei mashmois. Number one is that the banim are blessed. Barchuri Yisrael, meaning the banim, mevorchenoisam ashe maspik lem banois besamches leiv baleim. There's going to be enough girls to marry, beautiful girls with beautiful skin to be able to marry. So baruch mi banim asher. Not like I said before that the girls are called banim. The sons are going to be happy because there's girls to marry. And also, like the Sivri says, Ein l'cha shem izbarach b'vanim kasher, haynu shem yichusi Yisrael. Because since the girls married Kehanim Gedolim and married Malachim, they were from the miyuchasim of Klal Yisrael. And b'nei bonis hamareim kebanim, ein eklach that comes from Asher's daughters, they're also like his children. So therefore they're miyuchasim. So baruch mibanim asher means that the boys will be baruch, that they'll have girls to marry. And not only that, their girls marry kanim gedolim and marry malachim, so they have yichus mitzad, their mothers. That's what the Netziv says. Now before we get to Reb Meir Simcha here in Parshas Tetzaveh. What does the Meshech Chachma say over there? In Parshas Vezei Sabrocha, we always say we have a chance to learn Meshech Chachma. Vezei Sabrocha, we have the opportunity. So what does it say over there? Baruch Mi Bani Masher. So Meir Simcha writes over there, B'Sifri Ein Lecha B'Chol HaShvatim Shenis Baruch B'Banim Kasher. And Rashi brings in Yedea Ketza. So Meir Simcha comes to say, how is it? Anupshat. It says over there, Barzel Nechoshes Min Alecha Uchi Yamecha Dovecha is the end of the pasuk. Yamecha Dovecha. Rashi says, what does Yamecha mean? Uchi Yamim Shem Tovim Lach. Just like the good days, meaning when you're a youngster, Kein Yimei Zaknuscha, so to Dovecha. Dovecha means things that drip away. Person elderly years, he's zavim umismayatim. Person is melting and dripping away. His elderly years should be as good as his young years. Says Rameir Simcha, in Tana de Velio it says, Amru Chachamim al-Benoisav shal Asher, Shazikena kibesula. That the old ladies of Asher were like a besula, meaning they were na kibesula. They were beautiful like a besula. Like it says, the Darshan's over there, about one of Usher's Einiklach, Avi Barzis, or Sarach Bas Usher, different people it could have been referring to. It could have been referring to over there that they were beautiful. Rameir Simcha says, Habesula Ein Ladamin. He says a different shot. It's not in beauty. We know a Besula Ein Ladamin. What does it mean, a Besula? It means that a young girl will not have a lot of damnida. So Meir Simcha is saying that the Pasuk is telling us, or the Tana de Velio is telling us, that just like an old lady, a zakena, she stopped seeing dam, so too the young ladies in Asher also didn't have a lot of dam. Uchi yamecha davecha, that the zakena was kibisula, they both didn't have a lot of dam. Shenemar, barzun uchoshes, min alecha uchi yamecha davecha. Truth is, I'm just wondering, pause for a second, Rabbi Yisrael, let me look up this Tana de Velio to make sure exactly which part is Rameir Simcha, which part is the Tana de Velio. We have to know who's saying what properly. Tana de Velio, Rabba Perek Tes. Tana de Velio, Rabba Perek Tes. It's my fit here. Amar Chav Noisav Shalosh Kenig of Sula. Oh, this is all, I'm sorry, my mistake. This is, let's back up. This is the Tana de Velio. Amru Chachamim Abanoisav Shaloshar Shazakena Kivasula Vabasula Ein Ladami. Over here in this Meshech Chachma of Cooperman, they put in brackets. But when it said Zakena Kivasula, Pirish No Kivasula. I don't know whose Pirish that is. Maybe it's based on the Medrash. There's a Medrash Rabbah like that. I don't know. I don't know whose Pirish that is. They added it in. So, but the Lashon of the Eliyahu Rabbi Shazakena Kivasula Vabasula Ein Ladamim Shenema Barzel Nechoshes Min Alecha Uchi Yamecha Davecha. Uchi Yamecha Davecha. So, what does it mean Habasula Ein Ladamim? Because it's clear, Rameir Simcha is not going with Noah. He's going clearly with the Pashim Shah and the Tana of the Yo. Habasula Ein Ladamim. Besula ein ladamim. So what does it mean, besula ein ladamim? They ask over here on this pirish have on the bottom, Mishnah Zaliyo, can't be lohay ladam. That's a klola gedayla, the Gemara Nida says, isha shein ladam, nikras dar katish, dar katu amibonim, she doesn't have dam, she's not going to have children. So, fine. So they want to say, pshat here, they're saying on the bottom here, that just like a girl before she sees Tamnida, she's still like a young girl, she's still a young pretty girl, before she matures a little bit. So that's how beautiful they were, like Sarah's Kabazayan, like Liyafi, right? Like it says over there. So Meir Simcha says like this, They brought the Gemara Nida. The Gemara in Ksubis says, a lady who has a lot of dam will have a lot of children. Just like sa'ar is good for dough, so too dam is good for an isha. So l'chayra, there's a question over here. L'zeh omar, sha'af api shalei hayu libnais av damim. Yes, normally not having dam is not such a good thing. Like they asked the kasha, isn't that a klala? No, they didn't have dam. That was their metzias, for whatever reason. B'chol zoi sayu parim v'rabim kishar ha-shvatim. But they still had as many children as all the other shvatim. Ein zeh rakshin is baruch bevanim. That's what the Sifri means. Ein lecha b'chol ha-shvatim shen is baruch bevanim. There's no shvatim that had a brach of banim like Usher. What do you mean? Where do we see Frekt Rashi? Where do we see they had a bracha of Bonim? Frekt the Ramban, where was the kiyum of the bracha? Zokter Meir Simcha, because naturally, physically, they shouldn't have had a lot of children. Because for whatever physical reason, Zoktan and Velio, they didn't have a lot of dam. They didn't have a lot of dam. That might have lent a part of the beauty, perhaps. But they didn't have a lot of dam. They shouldn't have had a lot of children. No, Baruch Mi Bonim Asher. They still had a lot of children. V'ulai, so, says Rameir Zimcha, Al Oise Hador Shaisura Mashvatin Loise Bezeh, Shilchain Baruchu Bavanim. Okay, let's leave that piece for a moment. V'yitachin, Shekol Benoisa V'inusuis L'Kahanim Gedoilim. This is the second half. The girls were married to Kahanim Gedoilim. Why? Shelo Yavoyu Delei Safik Nida. A Kohen Gadol has to be very careful about Tumah. V'shelo Yitamu B'magonu V'Seitan. L'chein Nosu Benois Osher Shelo Yehailem Damit. Why were they married off to Kehanim Gedoilim? Gufa, because they didn't have a lot of dam. But they still had a lot of bracha, varach mibonim asher. That's why they were married to Kehanim Gedoilim. Not because of their beauty that married them off to Kehanim Gedoilim. Adarabba, because they didn't have a lot of dam, and that on its own may be not so good, but yet Moshe Rabbeinu gives them a bracha, baruch mi bonim asher. You don't have to worry about it, asher. Baruch mi bonim asher, there's going to be a bracha. You're going to still have this milah of having children, even though you don't have a lot of dam. However, that turned into a milah now, not having dam. They can marry Kehanim Gedoilim, and there's less sveikus of tumah that come up. That's how Rameir Simcha says pshat in the Sifri over there. Now let's go back to our Meshechach Meir and Tetzava. After Rameir Simcha says that Benoisav were nois and asuos l'kehanim gedoilim, and that's part of the bracha, baruch mibonim asher, what's that have to do with Haman? What does that have to do with Achashverosh? With Tarshish? V'zalimut zchus al Yisrael. What was the limut zchus on Klal Yisrael? That the Malachim said, did they ever wear big de kahuna like the Tarshish stone? Punk the Tarshish. Tarshish, the stone of Usher. What's that being Meramis? Sheheno yumegadlim bas noa bitznius. They had beautiful girls. Usher had beautiful daughters. And how did they raise those beautiful daughters? Bitznius. Sheteirui l'kayen gadol aiva b'mikdash. Who did their daughters marry? Despite their beauty that they were nisparich? Adarabba. They were tsnuim, and they were able to marry Kehanim Gedoilim. They were able to marry the Malchi Yisrael. Why? Because that's how Usher raised his daughters. Despite their beauty, they didn't go out and flaunt in Rachmana Litzlan. Adarabba, they were such tsnuim, they were roi for Kehuna Gedoila. The Elu, but what's the contrast to these Goyim? Kishiyeshlam Yafiyoy Malichas Esaruma. They're fighting over who's the most beautiful and how do they do? What do they do? What does Achashverosh say? I have the most beautiful wife? No problem. Bring here Aruma. The most beautiful is the biggest prutza, like the Gemara says. And that's what started this whole problem. So when the Malachi Asharis in this pasuk Akarvelov Karshna Sheisar Admus Sarshish, it's me Malamit Chusan Klal Yisrael, and the Gemara is saying Sarshish. Did they ever wear the big dekahuna like it says Tarshish? There was an extra remez with Tarshish. The extra remez was Tarshish. Usher. Usher's daughters were so beautiful, and yet who did they marry? They married Kehanim Gedoilim. How's that possible? Because as beautiful as they were tsnuim. They were raised properly, that their beauty should be raw. Gadoi for Kuna Gedoila to contrast what was going on at the party of Achashverosh, that when they had beauty, Adarabba, they used it for the greatest pritzos to come aruma in front of everyone. That was the extra remez that the Malachi Asharis were giving. That is the words of Rav Meir Simcha. So a lot of moving pieces, Baruch Hashem, in today's Rav Meir Simcha, today's Meshech Chachma, Mesukim Midvash Rabbeisai, and Bez Hashem, now you have also something Purimdik to say over. Kol Tov, have a wonderful day.